With the shale energy boom in Appalachian Ohio, this ruling has big ramifications. On a vote of 5-2, the justices have declared, since a drilling permit is not an actual order, Ohio's Oil and Gas Commission has no authority to hear an appeal. That's great news, says the lobbyist for 3,100 drillers and energy developers. Tom Stewart says if the ruling had been the opposite and allowed appeals, it would have slowed down Ohio's drilling boom.
I think the worst-case scenario is that every anti-oil and gas group out there would be trying to obstruct and by appeal every permit that's being issued. You would find yourself in situations like you often find when you're dealing with federal lands out west, in which you would have long strings of litigation going on years over years over years.
This is unfair, unjust, unequitable.
That's Jack Shaner, lobbyist for dozens of groups in the Ohio Environmental Council. He says the court ruling means the oil and gas industry gets special treatment.
If we were talking about a steel factory, a coal mine, a factory farm, an affected citizen, a person, would have the right to appeal this sort of permit.
Shaner argues critics should be allowed to appeal not just a drilling permit itself, but whether crucial limits and conditions in it are strong enough.
What are the noise and light controls that might be placed on it? What's the number of location of storage containers on the drilling site, the size configuration of the drilling pad, the location of stream crossing? A number of really important issues the Department of Natural Resources can place.
But Ohio law already itself has conditions on these gas and oil wells, doesn't it?
There is Ohio law that controls a number of things when it comes to oil and gas drilling, but the department has the prerogative to place additional terms and conditions, and frequently does. It's a way to tailor an individual permit and take into consideration what are the special needs or concerns at that area. So these additional terms and conditions are really important.
But driller advocate Tom Stewart raises this specter. Appeals and delays could jeopardize thousands of drilling-related jobs already created in Ohio the past couple years.
Over 38,000 jobs have been realized in the state of Ohio related to the shale industry. It's the best job creator we have.
But other Ohio industries can have their projects appealed, and they're not killing off jobs, responds Shaner, the environmental activist.
Every other industry in Ohio is thriving with this right of the public to appeal permits. What is so special about this industry? Even the coal industry, as powerful as it is, has no such carte blanche right.
But that's comparing apples and oranges, says driller advocate Tom Stewart. He says one giant coal mine is a lot different than dozens of smaller oil and gas wells.
Oil and gas facilities take up very little room. There's a lot of oil and gas wells, and they're spread all over the place. That's different than one large coal mine.
And Stewart adds, Ohio coal mines aren't doing so well because of what he sees as appeals and delays. Ohio legislators could pass a new law, clearly granting people impacted by an oil or gas well the right to appeal a permit. But don't count on that. The Ohio House and Senate are ruled by Republicans, who are strong allies of the industry. Here's Republican State Representative Dave Hall on chances lawmakers would change the law.
Would slim to none be an appropriate phrase?
Yeah, very much so.
Hall says the current process for granting drilling permits already works well, so there's no need for appeals. And he notes even some minority Democrats agreed when they joined with Republicans a few years ago to set up the process. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.